Spotlight. This is Akashwani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Prime Minister's visit to Argentina and upcoming BRICS summit. The participants are Jitendra Kumar Tripathi, former diplomat, and Vishal Dahiya, journalist.
Hello and welcome to Akashwani. I'm Vishal Dahiya, and in today's program, we're going to discuss Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Argentina. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived in Argentina after a successful and historic visit to Trinidad and Tobago. This is the third leg of Prime Minister Modi's five-nation visit. And for a detailed analysis and what to expect during Prime Minister Modi's visit to Argentina, we are today joined in the show by former Indian ambassador Jitendra Kumar Tripathi. Welcome to the show, Tripathi ji.
Thank you very much.
Before we move ahead, upon his arrival in Argentina, Prime Minister Narendra Modi was accorded a ceremonial welcome and also received applause from the members of Indian community. Mr. Tripathi, Argentina is a very strategic nation. If we look at India's diplomatic efforts and specifically India's growing stature on the global stage, because of its location in Latin America, that's one, and because of India's push towards South-South cooperation as well, and of course, Argentina's large reserves of shale gas and lithium. My question is that what are the important elements which you believe that both the countries should focus and will keep in focus during this visit of the Prime Minister? Because this is a visit which is coming after 57 years from an Indian Prime Minister to Argentina.
Well, first and foremost will be the trade and business. Secondly, agriculture, health services, then come the cooperation in defense sector, cooperation in ICT, cooperation in pharmaceuticals, cooperation in shipbuilding as well, because Argentina has a vast coast, and cooperation in space, because Argentina's southern tip can be used as a launching station. So these are the areas, sectors where cooperation between the two countries can be enhanced and can be tried to reach a certain level, because our business, our trade, bilateral trade with Argentina is pathetically low. Mm-hmm. It is $5.3 billion only.
So there seems to be a lot of scope there.
Lot of scope. It used to be $5 billion, then it came down to 2.3, 3.3. Now it has surged again.
Is agriculture and focus area, science and technology, of course?
Agriculture can be a focus area because Argentina has got vast land, and Indian farmers or Indian agricultural companies can perhaps invest.
Okay, you spoke about space. What are the avenues in space? Because India has recently made a lot of strides in space technology. And there are a number of private companies as well, which are, you know, coming up with very, very interesting innovations in the space sector.
Yes, in the space sector, launch pads and then accessories, tertiary activities regarding launching pad. And besides that, a very good type of cooperation can be developed between the two countries when it comes to research in Antarctica. Because Argentinian southern tip is closer to Antarctica than it is with India. Mm-hmm. And that fisheries can again be one area where bilateral cooperation can be.
So energy, you know, renewable energy specifically, and of course, science and technology, ICT, space, agriculture sector, and the research in Arctic region is also something which can be the focus areas. And of course, increasing the volume of trade between the two countries. But there's one more element when we talk about, you know, bilateral relations between both the nations. And this is specifically holds true in the case of Argentina and India as well. There is people-to-people cooperation. Where do you see the people-to-people cooperation between both countries? And also, can this be one important area of focus between these two nations when Indian Prime Minister's visit is happening after 57 long years?
Certainly. There are only about 2,500 Indians or people of Indian origins living in Argentina. Half of them are the professionals of Indian ICT companies or other companies. So with such a big country, I mean 140 crore people of India and more than 20 crore people of Argentina, having only 2,500 Indians there, There is a lot to be done, a lot to be capitalized on. The interest in Argentina on Indian culture, Indian yoga, Indian dance, Indian cuisine, a lot can be done. But I don't know why, unfortunately, this area seems to have been neglected. And one more thing with this I will like to say, one more importance of Argentina lies in the fact that Argentina is opposed to G4, a group of four, that is Brazil, India, Japan and South Africa, who had formed a group in 1991 for mutual support for UN, United Nations Security Council permanent membership. But G4 is opposed by the coffee group. And Argentina is one of the members of coffee group,
of the coffee group,
because it opposes Brazil.
So it is a good opportunity for India to go ahead and, you know, make those
make those
diplomatic maneuvers so that things are not that complicated on the stage of other multilateral bodies like United Nations or maybe elsewhere as well. After Argentina, you know, another key Latin American country where Prime Minister would be heading to is Brazil. And there will be bilateral talks in Brazil also. But more important is the 17th BRICS summit, which is to be held in Rio de Janeiro. And this becomes really important from an Indian perspective. So that is one area where we would like to hear your views. But before that, let's listen into Indian ambassador in Brazil as to what he said during his talk with Prasar Bharati.
During the BRICS summit, where Honorable Prime Minister will be participating from 5th to 7th of July in Rio de Janeiro, wonderful city of Brazil, our focus that has always been in all these BRICS summits has been global governance reform, and we are going to push for the same in this summit too. It's a common agenda that we have with Brazil. Besides that, Brazil as a host has also proposed discussions on artificial intelligence, climate change, as they are going to host COP30 in November this year in Brazil. So these will be the core areas of discussions where all the leaders will deliberate, and of course they will come out with a joint declaration at the end of the summit. Both countries are member of Global South and they are in favor of global governance reforms. Brazil and India, both countries have achieved a tremendous economic progress in the last 30 years. We have followed somewhat similar trajectory in economic growth. India, of course, has done, I would say, has gone to the fourth position in total GDP. Brazil is number 10 at the moment in the world economic order. India is the flag bearer of global governance reforms. And if you recall, the first summit of BRICS took place on this agenda itself. This has been the core of the BRICS agenda all through from the inception of BRICS. India is a developing country, and in last 30 years, we have moved to a level when we are the fourth largest economy in the world. India and Brazil, the collaboration has deepened and broadened in the last few years. As a matter of fact, we elevated the relationship between the two countries to the level of strategic partnership in 2006. And since then, the agenda has deepened between the two countries. We are not only talking about political and trade and economy, the usual subjects. We are talking about defense partnerships. We are talking about oil and gas, mining, particularly of rare earths and critical minerals in Brazil, agricultural research, agricultural cooperation, biofuels, where Brazil is a leader, and India has moved rapidly in the last few years under the leadership of Prime Minister. We also talk about counter-terrorism, where we are seeking partnership of Brazil. And let me remind you that Prime Minister will be paying a state visit to Brazil this time on 7th and 8th of July, too, in the city of Brasilia, the capital of Brazil. And it's taking place after a long period of 57 years. The visit has assumed great importance for both the countries, and President Lula is very excited to welcome Prime Minister Modi.
So, Mr. Tripathi, when it comes to the BRICS summit, what, according to you, should be or will be the focus areas for the BRICS summit this time around, given the current geopolitical situation, which is in a lot of flux when we talk about security issue, when we talk about economy, when we talk about trade as well? There is a lot on the plate as far as, you know, the BRICS leaders are concerned for them to discuss.
Well, I think there would be two or three very important points on the agenda which will be on the table to be discussed. One is terrorism. Second is cooperation among South-South cooperation. Third is climate change. These three areas are going to be the focus areas there. And besides this, there would be few of the sustainable goals of United Nations which would be discussed between delegate among the members.
Mm-hmm.
And energy security, because the way world politics or world diplomacy is dependent more and more on energy and energy security, water security. So it becomes imperative that these things, that implications of energy security and implications of water and implications of other socio-economic indicators,
okay,
should be discussed.
Also, recently we've seen, Mr. Tripathi, that BRICS has been gaining a lot of popularity. For example, you know, originally it was Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa, as the name suggests. But then over the years, the membership has expanded. Indonesia is, I think, the 11th country to join BRICS nation. And almost around two dozen or more than that are in pipeline, you know, countries which are interested in joining the BRICS grouping. One question is that why this kind of interest from these nations to join BRICS? And two, what impact it might have?
Because you see, it has been experience of the countries in the world that the bigger the organization, the more difficult it is to manage it. Because there are more voices of dissent, and it has been proven to be true in case of United Nations, in case of non-aligned movement, in case of Commonwealth, that these platforms become a place to vent your feeling of frustration.
And no tangible solution.
No tangible solution. Sometimes some tangible solutions are obtained, but not on very important matters.
Mm-hmm.
When the matters come to involve one or more superpowers, so-called superpowers, then no solution. So to the contrary, the smaller organizations, 10, 15, 20, 22, these are more manageable, because at the sidelines of the summit,
mm-hmm,
or conferences, the leaders or delegates can discuss things to iron out the differences easily.
Okay.
And that makes it more important. Like SCO, BRICS, G20, it becomes better manageable.
Okay. So if you look at the significance of BRICS, as you're pointing out, it becomes really interesting to see as to how it folds. But that also has an add-on impact. Quickly, if you could, you know, look at it from India's angle, India's perspective, because India is now a leading voice on the global stage. It has a very important role to play. We demonstrated it through, you know, being successful host of G20 summit. We're invited to the G7 despite not being a member nation, continuously as a special invitee. BRICS is an area, BRICS is a forum where perhaps, you know, we could push through our interest, our agenda and the global agenda more strongly.
Certainly, through BRICS we can push forward our agenda on climate change, our agenda on facing terrorism, our agenda on bilateral cooperation not amounting to defense, enhancement of defense, our agenda on economic cooperation, our agenda on the future of dollar. We have not fully supported de-dollarization move made by China and Russia in BRICS. Though some of the countries have been declaring that they will be doing business in other currencies, but we have said no. We will do business in mutually agreeable currencies, our mutual currencies, as well as in dollar if it comes to that. So these are the things that India can push forward, put forward, and India can impress upon.
There it is. Thank you so much, Mr. Jitendra Kumar Tripathi, for sharing your views and inputs on Prime Minister's visit to Argentina and the BRICS summit as well. Before we conclude the show, let's listen into what the Prime Minister had to say in his during his visit to Argentina.
You were listening to a discussion on Prime Minister's visit to Argentina and upcoming BRICS summit. The participants were Jitendra Kumar Tripathi, former diplomat, and Vishal Deya, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.